What do you mean?
Okay.
Like, wait, what?
What's up, guys? I am JD, and this is Season 3, Episode 4 of your favorite minicast, Talkative FM, your voice of reason. Let's jump into Episode 3, Insecurities in Women. In this minicast, we will dive into the complex world of insecurities in women. In this episode, we will unravel the intricate layers of why these insecurities even exist, explore the diverse ways people address them, and peek into a future where, you know, self-assurance and confidence take center stage, which I'm all about. Insecurities in women have deep-rooted origins. You know, I mentioned them in the other episode about insecurities in men, and they often stemming from societal pressures, unrealistic beauty standards, and the constant comparison fostered by, you know, social media. And these forces push to create, a basis of self-doubt, negative self-perception. But, you know, the journey towards self-acceptance will be discussed, because I love the fact that women are becoming more powerful and more, you know, secure of themselves in this society where the pressure is so much on beauty and all these other stuff. And, you know, people around the world are working on, you know, counteracting these insecurities in women, but also in men. So it's an ongoing thing, which will always, we'll always have to deal with them. So that's what we're going to talk about. And I just want you to join me in this episode where we delve into the heart of insecurities in women. And, you know, I would love to also envision a future of strength and self-assurance, and just get ready to be inspired. I'm just saying. And this mini podcast, let me just start about, you know, what women insecurities even like entails. Like, what are the main things that women are insecure about? The first one is body blues, like I like to call it. It's more about, you know, body positivity and how your body looks like, how you look in general. We're talking about those times when you're looking in the mirror and wonder if we measure up, you know, through all the beauty standards of the picture perfect ideals. But hold up, we're all about to celebrate those curves, edges, angles that make you you, because it's you. So it's time to embrace your body and let those insecurities take a back seat, which I totally agree with. But those are the things, you know, the mirror, the dreaded mirror where you can literally see every little dimple or, you know, stretch mark or, you know, orange skin and all of that. And what else is in the top three of most talked about insecurities in women, which is the comparison conundrum. In the age of Instagram filters and Snapchat stories, it's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of comparison, and I've done it myself. You know, one of the first times I was even on Instagram, when Instagram was just invented, it was just an app for photography and, you know, nice images. It was not even about selfies, and selfies didn't even exist. That term was even being discussed as a new term, where selfie means taking a picture of yourself. In that time, I remember seeing all these perfect nails, perfect hair, perfect skin. And I always felt like, oh my God, I am full of pimples. I do not have perfect nails. And my hair was always all over the place because I had these terrible weaves with leave outs, where the weave was like curly and then my leave out was like really 4C coarse hair, which didn't match the weave, which just was terrible. So that creates this insecurity, because you automatically compare yourself to what you see around you. So the comparison part, I relate to. It has become a bit less, but I still relate to it. And we've all been there, you know, scrolling through our feeds, thinking everyone else has it all figured out. But guess what? Life isn't a highlight reel, even though it is on social media, and every person's journey is unique. So let's break free from that comparison trap and rock our individuality. which I'm also a fan of. And last but not least in this top three of most talked about insecurities in women is the talent tango. Even the most accomplished women out there sometimes doubt their own abilities, which is, you know, logic, it's human behavior. Whether it's in the workplace or hobbies or passions, that little voice of self-doubt can sneak in and rain on your parade and make you question everything and start overthinking. And, you know, I think all women know what it means, and we're women are natural overthinkers anyway. So this really, really is a very important one where you have to just acknowledge that you have faults. You're not perfect. No one is perfect. So just think about this. You've got to treasure all your talents and skills and, you know, your potentials that are just waiting to be unleashed. So just give yourself that self-assured inner voice, you know, because your inner voice really determines how you feel about yourself in general. And give your inner voice this megaphone and show the world what you're made of. You know, those are the most talked about insecurities: body blues, comparison conundrum, and the talent tango, where, you know, you always doubt whether you're smart enough or whether you're good enough and all of that kind of stuff. So I feel like to counter all of this and even like get rid of this own insecurity is just to lift each other up, embrace your uniqueness, embrace everyone else's uniqueness, and dance your way to a future filled with confidence and self-love. And I sound like it's a fairy tale, but this is actually the way you should think about it. And I know that this new movie, the Barbie movie, has really empowered women as well and made them realize what they're worth and what their strengths are, and that you do have the abilities to be whatever you want, which is the whole reason a Barbie was created in the first place, to have this out-of-the-box, non-housewife-related, basic nuclear family related woman be in our children's, you know, play tools, play box, whatever you call it. So it's quite interesting to see this journey, and I don't know, it's just something that it's an ongoing discussion in general. So I have nothing more to say. I think this is episode 4. Let's just go into the next episode next week and just dive into some other topics. And have a good Friday. And thank you so much for listening, because I really, really appreciate it. I just started and I just, you know, want to thank everyone that's even taken the time to listen to my mini cast, which is Talkative, Your Voice of Reason. And thank you and bye.